Well, they've started to play some terrific football, the Newcastle Knights. They're currently in sixth position. They've won their last four games. An emphatic victory last weekend over the Dragons up there in Mudgee. And joining us on the line now is their coach, Nathan Brown. Good morning, mate.
Miles, how are you, pal?
Yeah, going very well, Nathan. I'll tell you what, mate. 4 weeks, a long time in footy.
It certainly is. Miles has certainly made some improvements on the field and... With that comes a little bit of confidence and probably a camp, I suppose, that's feeling a little bit happier about himself.
What's the most thing that's impressed you, Brownie, over the last month?
I thought we started off the year pretty good defensively, Loz, but probably what's impressed me most the last four games is how hard we started the game. I thought we've really taken it to the opposition with our defence, and that's helped us sort of, I suppose, had a big part in our attack improving.
How good's coaching, Brownie?
Oh, mate, I've dropped 10 years of age. I'm 33 the last month, Jimmy.
Look, there's pressure all the time, obviously, when you're an NRL coach. But did you start to feel that bit of pressure? And I guess it's born out of the fact that you have that unique contractual arrangement with the Knights as well. And, you know, the team wasn't performing as you would have liked, no doubt. But do you feel that extra pressure? And what sort of steps do you take to make sure that the players don't see you feel that pressure?
I'm probably, whether you call it fortune or not, Jimmy, but I've been through these situations over the years. I've been coaching a long time, so you certainly learn how not to deal with it. I've handled it not so well as a younger coach. I'd like to think I handle the situations a lot better now. So through experience, I suppose that's helped. And
yeah,
I always had confidence that when we, we saw enough in the first 4 or 5 weeks from our defense that. We had a rough sort of blueprint there that could hold up for us. And I was also confident that, Piercy would get his game going. And once Piercy sort of got going reasonably well, that'd open the game up for a lot of other people as well, which is what's happened.
Mm. Yeah, I hope you don't mind me saying this, Brownie, but I actually text Brownie, I think it was after round 4 or round 5, I said, just checking in, mate, how are you going? Making sure you're holding up well. And he texts back, I've been through this before. He said, I've been in a lot worse situations. He said, we'll be right, we'll turn it around. And as soon as I received that text message, I was like, oh, well, he knows what he's doing. Yeah. Not that I never knew what he was doing, but you're more comfortable and with ways of being able to handle yourself during that period, Brownie.
Yeah, that's the key, I think. As I said, I've certainly been a very young coach and handled those situations not so well. And, there's nothing like experience, I suppose, to get things wrong and then to get them right. That's probably my greatest learning in coaching. A lot of people talk about mentors and that. I've had one or two really good mentors, but my greatest learning curves are the things that I got wrong when I was a younger coach. So knowing that if I do it that way, that ain't going to turn out good. So it doesn't mean you'll get it the right way, but you certainly know what not to do, which is important.
Yeah. Who, just out of interest, who have been your mentors, Brownie?
My dad's always done a lot of coaching and apparently a pretty handy place. Dad's offered me a little bit of advice here and there. And, probably when I come to Sydney, Maxie Ninnis and Alf Honnold St. George passed away. Maxie recruited me to St. George and he worked with, Brian Smith for a lot of years and Wadey and Andrew Farrer. And, Max probably gave me a lot of the best guidance, I suppose, from a coaching point of view. He passed away late last year. Max, he's a good man.
Yeah.
It always helps, Brownie, if you've got some talent in your team. And, the number one player on everyone's lips at the moment is your fullback, Kalyn Ponga. In terms of reaching his potential, how far has he got to go and how much more improvement left in him?
I would have thought there's a lot of improvement in him, Loz. And Kalyn, obviously a lot of the things he does at the minute are probably what he does himself a lot. He's working hard at allowing other people to help him look good. But as a whole with his game, I would have thought, 3 or 4 years' time, he's played some Origin series and, played finals footy. And I think 3 or 4 years' time, you'll see a much more rounded player. Obviously, for his age, where he's at, he's probably well ahead of probably anybody else was at that age. That's exceptional natural talent. What's helped Kalyn is obviously Junior's form as well. And Danny Levi's had probably his best month of footy. So the other players in key positions have probably helped and opened the field up a little bit for him as well.
Is he a good communicator?
He certainly is a very respectful kid, KP. KP talks to people how he likes to be treated himself was. So he probably needs to be he can probably get a little bit more, I suppose, ruthless or demanding on some people at times. But he certainly, as he understands things well, he talks reasonably well. But he's doing that in defence, but with his offence, you know, he'll learn. You know, he'll go into Origin obviously in the next sort of 6 weeks of footy. He'll spend some time with Billy Slater, and you know, Billy Slater ended up organising a lot of people on his own attacking plays, and hopefully, you know, Billy will do some work with KP there and help him actually organise people. Where at the moment, you know, Junior probably does a lot of the organising, and KP feeds off the back. But as he develops that experience, I'd probably like to think would see him organise his own stuff as well. But that'll come with time and experience.
Hey, Nathan, you mentioned the side was always going to play better when Mitch Pearce started playing well because of what he could unlock for the team. And there's no doubt, I think he's got four men of the match awards over the course of the last 4 weeks, and you've won all four games. Why wasn't he playing in that fashion, or what was holding him back in the games prior to that?
Oh, look, it wasn't that Pearce he wasn't going okay. He just probably wasn't quite as dominant. I think one of the biggest problems was he was probably more worried about Kalen and Connor, and you know, a sort of reasonably young and inexperienced. Whilst Kalen's obviously an outstanding player, he's only 25 or 30 games in, so he was probably more worried about everybody else rather than just getting his own game right. And probably the other thing was is that his line runners probably weren't consistently quite heading in the right areas as well. You know, which all as good as ball players. As Pearce's developed into over time, as Loz would tell himself, the ball player is not much good if his runners aren't doing their job as well. So I think a couple of those things have probably played a part. And you know, I don't think there's any half in the comp this year that won't have three or four sort of quieter games. And with Pearce, if he is quieter, you know, over the years at the Roosters, he's had like Maloney or Toddy Carney or Luke Keary, who all played for Australia, who can pick up the slack, where with us, he sort of had a little bit more of a younger sort of group in those positions. And now that we're going, you know, a lot better, you know, I think if Pearcey was to have a steadier day or a quieter day now, I'd like to think that other blokes playing with confidence can help pick up the slack at times as well.
Yeah, one of those players playing with a lot more confidence and playing his best football is your hooker, Denny Levi.
Yeah, he's had his best month of footy, Loz, I think. Danny'd probably be the first to agree that he wouldn't have put, you know, four sort of pretty good consistent games together, and he's certainly sort of, I think he's, well, not only him, but probably we've all probably worked out what works best for Danny, and I think we're getting the best of Danny's attributes. And what the most pleasing thing with Danny is how hard he's working in defence under fatigue. You know, he's really seems to have taken that part of his game to another level, and the things he's doing away from the ball having a good impact on the rest of the team.
Mm. What about this week, Brownie, when you start preparing for a side like the Roosters on Friday night, what's your starting point with that? Beyond, obviously, you look at your own side very closely.
Oh, you know, obviously our pack, you know, they're going to come up with a big physical sort of challenge, aren't they? And that's something we've done pretty well in the last month. And, you know, if you don't get that part of the game right, well then, you know, you're Cooper and Keary and Tedesco, you know, obviously, you know, they're all test players in their positions, and you know, down that left side you have Boydie Cordner and Latrella with test players. There's a lot of obviously players in their side who have played at the highest level and played for a reason at the highest level, and if Jared and Tokiaka and them blokes are really doing a job on your forwards on the front foot, it makes can make the task tough. But if our big blokes get their job right, that gives Pearcey and KP and those blokes an opportunity to test the Roosters. So, you know, probably that sort of physical part in the middle part of the field in the initial stage will determine, you know, where we are as a team and how we're going to attack that day as well.
Yeah, and it'll also give you a better chance of defending Tedesco if you can dominate through the middle of the park as well, Brownie. When you come up against the Roosters, and obviously, you know, last year a big reason their game was so successful was their back three, and it's no secret that everyone, you know, talks about, you know, stopping the momentum of the back three early in the tackle count. But do you look at trying to slow the Roosters down by sort of maybe finding touch a little bit more than what you would against some other sides?
Yeah, we had a bit of success the other week with two of us, a check, where we, you know, we found touch a little bit. But sometimes, you know, sometimes if your offense is going okay, that helps your kicking game a bit and helps you give them the ball in bad spots as well. So probably, when the Roosters are really powerful through that middle part of the field, if you're coming off your own try line, you know, your kick sort of, you're doing your best, aren't you? Like you're back behind halfway and your kickers have got to do their best to get it down there. And that sort of game cycle, the Roosters make the game very difficult for people. And then obviously Tedesco gets to pick on the tighter people. So, yeah, that's what I was saying before, that sort of physical part in the, you know, those big numbers in the middle of the field, if our blokes are doing a good job there, will certainly help Piercy and Kurt and those blokes kick the ball better, which gives us a better look at Tedesco. But as we all know from the broken field, he's a really hard guy to handle.
Yeah, it's going to be a huge crowd up there on Friday night. It's a big clash. Knights up against the Roosters, McDonald Jones Stadium, just before 8 o'clock is the kickoff time. A couple of days out, Brownie. Appreciate your time, mate, and good luck on Friday.
Thanks, guys.
Nathan Brown there, the coach of the Newcastle Knights.
Always good with his time.
Yep.
And again, when I spoke to him early in the year, you just could tell that he was quite content where he was. He wasn't feeling the pressure. And I know everyone talks about, you know, the side that he had, and we probably expected too much too early, maybe from this Newcastle side. Different players coming from different systems, understanding their own identity and what was required, probably took a little bit more time than what we thought. A bit like the Roosters last year.
Yeah.
It took them a bit of time. And coaches want to get it right straight away. But I reckon if that was a younger coach in charge, he might have, you know, lost his nerve a little bit earlier and started to be a bit nervous and a bit worried, and that could have rubbed off on the players, and then all of a sudden that cycle starts to unfold where you're unsure of what the problem is, whereas he knew exactly what the problem was and knew how to fix it and believed and trusted in his system.
The very fact that he was prepared to sign the type of deal that he did sign at Newcastle, that is, you can walk away and I can walk away and we're no problem with that, is reflective of how confident he was in what he was doing.
Yeah, and the other one was Kalyn Ponga. Moving him to 5'8", didn't work out in the early stages, wasn't afraid.
Just move him back.
To move him back to fullback and admit that, yes, I haven't got the time to develop him as a 5'8 at the moment. And the best fit for our team at this point in time is Kalyn being back in the one position.